cranking up the work week again, and I know it's hard for some people to get back to work on Monday. And every once in a while, wake up on a Monday, and I'm like, oh, it's Monday. But then I'll think, well, what are we doing? We're going in and having fun on the radio. Yeah. So really, this isn't really that.
Digging a ditch right now.
This isn't a tough gig. This is a pretty good gig to have. And
nobody's getting rich, but we're having
and
fun.
And every once in a while, we're reminded of the perks of the job, too. And there are some nice things that come your way. And one of the great perks was supplied to us every year from a guy who we learned, a great listener, a fun listener who passed away. We learned he passed away over the weekend, a guy that we knew as Dr. Diamond. And this is a guy who, and we've talked about this on the radio before, and in fact, we've had him on the radio with us, would supply us and Jay Leno every summer with salmon. He worked at Trident Seafood, Dr.
Diamond.
I'd
love to tell this story to people when the shipment would come in every 4th of July. And the folks in Trident and Anacortes would go up to Naknek or Bristol Bay or King Salmon or something like that, and they'd be hanging out with the Deadliest Catch guys. And he always thought that was so cool, and he would send us pictures and things like that and set us up with interviews from the Deadliest Catch people. And then 15 years ago or something – every 4th of July, he started sending these boxes of salmon down. I mean, they'd Alaska Air them down. It'd be like the next day or something.
Brad, I looked into the price on that just because I was looking to ship some of the salmon that he would give us. Just on the shipment, they must have spent over $100 just shipping that to us.
He said they'd go around and they'd take like a collection from all the different guys to send us the fish. And they sent two orders of fish out. And one would go to Helga's, Jay Leno's assistant, and he would go down to the Tonight Show, and he'd send us pictures of him and Jay and all kinds of stuff. And the other shipment came here. And I thought, how cool is that? To be put on that list.
And he was, and I think he started doing that with Jimmy Fallon, too, because I saw some pictures. Last time I saw him, he showed me pictures of he and Jimmy Fallon together. So he was doing that for Fallon as well.
Yeah.
And what a character this guy was. He had this thick Scottish brogue. He was from Scotland. And Brad, the times I saw him, like the last time I saw him, I think the last time I saw him was you at
the Rockfish Grill.
Yeah. But when I was in Anacortes doing something or other, he had his hat on and he had the kilt as well. and it was a cold day, too. That was his deal. And he would call up, he'd call the show.
You guys got a great show and I'm tuning in.
But he would always have a joke. Always.
Yeah, always.
It would be a quick one-liner thing. And it would take it. He would get it out real fast. You know what the difference is between a such and such and a such and such. And he'd say no. And then he'd hit it with you. And then he'd be, well, all right, we're having
a great
time.
Show.
Listen to it. And then he'd hang up and he'd be gone. And it would just be, he'd be in and out like that. It'd be a 30-second phone call. He'd be gone, and you get one of those every couple of months from him, and he'd remind us that salmon was coming around the 4th of July, and that was the way it was. And he was just a character. And I heard from one of his friends over the weekend that he had passed away.
He loved this radio station, man.
And that's what she said. She said this was the radio station and the morning show were just – He loved listening in. It was his favorite thing. One of his favorite things to do was to turn on the radio station and to listen in. And apparently also a very hard worker at Trident Seafood. And he passed away at a nursing home where he'd been for some time there. But she said even at that nursing home, he was full of jokes there.
Cracking jokes.
And would help other people.
Number one Scottish comedian.
Yeah. He had a business card.
said that.
I don't know if he actually did that around here. I could see it. I could see him going up and doing stand-up for, 10, 15, 20
sure.
minutes, just banging off his one-liners that he had. But I was told that even in his rough condition at the nursing home, he was more concerned about others and he would help out other people and always had a even though he lost his ability to speak at one point, he would still write writing jokes and things like that. And so,
anytime we'd go down to Anacortes, I kind of knew we'd probably run into him, and if I could, I would always kind of set an extra shirt under the seat or something, and I got to take one down for Dr. Diamond.
Well, there's a picture of Dr. Diamond. I think I met that guy once. There's a picture. Well, you wouldn't forget him, but there's a picture of him up on our Facebook page from one of our meetings with Dr. Diamond, and so that's a big loss for Anacortes, and we miss him a lot, and we thank him for all that he did over the years. Man, that salmon
I can't tell you how many times I bragged about knowing him.
I know. You'd tell people that story, and they'd be like, really? Like, he'd send it to you and to Jay Leno, and that was it? Yeah, that was it, man. And you guys got that shipment for free every year? I don't know. Yes, we do. We did every year.
It was always a weird thing because it would come in on the 3rd or 4th of July, and sometimes, or usually the 4th, and we would have the day off and stuff. And so it would... You'd come up here and you'd be checking the fax machine. It's like, I know he's going to send it. And then you'd come in, you'd speed over to the airport.
Head down to the airport, get it in the trunk of your car, and off you go. And you'd be set for the summer and really for the rest of the year. So rest in peace, Dr. Diamond.